Bonjour, salut. Let's go for salut. I think salut is a bit more informal. Bonjour is more formal. And I think we have that kind of relationship, don't we? So, salut. Welcome to the Young'uns podcast in France.
Shall we just do a little test? Let's give us a cheer if you can understand what we're saying. Oh, excellent. Right. Well, continue to cheer if you are not English and understand what we are saying. Yay! Oh, they've got some Scots in. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
So immediately after Canada, we flew to France, then had a five-hour drive to Brittany and 30 hours of no sleep. We then went on stage and started performing at the Maritime Festival in Brittany in Pampol. It was a rather surreal, sleep-deprived, jet-lag experience, and to top it all off, obviously, a lot of the audience didn't speak English or spoke quite broken English, and I was attempting to speak in French. I have only done GCSE French, so my knowledge was not excellent, which means excellent. In just case you haven't done GCSE French there, I thought I'd help you out. I attempt to get the audience to join in with one of our songs, instructing them on what to do in French. Find out how that went. Also, I was then challenged by an audience member to deliver a French joke, to do a joke in French at our next gig the day after. So I attempt some French stand-up comedy, which you can hear the results of on this week's Young'uns podcast. I accidentally get my French confused and at one point inadvertently start talking about genitalia to the French audience, which really starts confusing people. And I also very nearly ruin it all right at the end of the gig by making what may have seemed like a pro-Nazi comment. It wasn't, but I think it may have got lost in translation. As well as that, what sound does a French cock make? And I'm not talking about Le Pen, I'm referring to a chicken, a French cockerel. And there's lots more besides, including another clip from Canada. We were in Canada for our last podcast, and for some strange reason, I think I was still jet-lagged, as I said last week, and I forgot to include one of the clips that I had on my list. I know normally the Young'uns podcast is packaged together quite neatly and that everything has its place and it's a very professionally constructed podcast with no real room for malleability, but on this occasion we're going to have to break from that tradition and I'm going to include one of the clips that I meant to play on last week's podcast from Canada. But when we were in Canada, we met some brilliant performers, three Belgian brothers who played under the pseudonym Trio Dora. We became very good friends with them, but unfortunately everybody else who didn't know them may have assumed that we weren't very good friends, but were almost sworn enemies, because one of them was called Coon, and the other one was called Wart. So, I mean, we're walking past them going, "You alright, Coon? Alright, Wart?" It's a good job they didn't come to France with us, because on top of my inadvertent pro-Nazi comment, that may have confused things even more. But the one was called Wart, one was called Coon, and the other one was just called Fred. And it may not sound like an insult, Fred. Apparently in Belgian it means crap face. Not sure what their parents were thinking, to be honest. So we'll top and tail this week's Young'uns podcast with Trio Dora. This, taken from their album Parachutes, is Bullets / Air Force. Trio Dora! It was the Belgians that we met. Trio Dora! Wart and Coon and Fred. Ah, bit of a Barcelona parody there, ladies and gentlemen. As you can tell, I'm not jet-lagged anymore. I'm on top form.
We'll be right back.
my goodness, that has got me in the mood to do a podcast. I was jigging around with my headphones on. I was getting jiggy with it. Ah, as is my wont, getting jiggy with it in this very tight space. As I was saying before, in a clothes cupboard. But what I get up to in my own clothes cupboard is nobody else's business but my own. So Triodora were at the Godrich Folk Festival and the Millrace Folk Festival in Cambridge as well, which we did both of those in Canada. So we got to know Triodora quite well. And they happened to be performing at the same time as us on the... They were on the main stage at the same time we were on the second stage. I want now, before you get worried, ladies and gentlemen, we did the main stage as well. It was just we did the main stage at a different time, just in case you think they were good, David. They were good, but not quite as good as the young'uns. I understand what you're saying completely, and I couldn't agree unnecessarily with that. It'd be arrogant for me to say so, but thank you for saying it. So they were competing with us, and because they were on the main stage, they were a little bit louder than us, and so the sound was bleeding. The bleeding Belgians. Bleeding into our set. And the following clip that we're going to play from Canada, from the Godrich Festival, is taken from that very gig. So you'll hear Triodora in the background. We make reference to that, so now you'll know what we're talking about in this clip from Godrich Folk Festival in Canada.
Oh, dear me, we've had such a fantastic time in Godrich. It feels like we've been here forever. That's a compliment. It's a beautiful... Apparently the Queen... said it was the prettiest place in Canada. Is that right?
Yes.
She loved it so much she gave it the salute of approval there.
It's been such an experience coming to Canada. We've been here for over a week now and we've had at least five people say to David, is that your real voice?
No, it's not actually.
Well. Are you sure it starts with well?
It's well sun, oh, isn't it? Oh, well, yeah. Well, oh, yes, sun, yes, rose. Yes, yes. Well. It's going to be a good one. We're a little bit late in starting, so you don't have to actually have to see the whole gig because the Belgian group, Triodora, will be starting in about 20 minutes. So just make your way to main stage one. There you go.
It's our tenting tonight, our tenting on the old campground, and it was written by a man called Walter Kittredge. And we got it from the singing of Johnny Collins, the late Johnny Collins, who came over to Ontario quite regularly. He just loved singing, he lived and breathed it, he even sang in his sleep. He was incredible.
How do you know that? I knew you shared a bed with him.
No, it's true.
Why did he have to be the lucky one?
He obviously never felt his beard. Anyway.
Where was his beard anyway?
No, because singing sessions and late night sing arounds at festivals in England, Johnny would, because he was quite an elderly man by the time we knew him, you know, he was knocking on for 70, and he'd fall asleep.
I think he's just insulted half an audience now.
Well, I'm talking.
That's us not selling any CDs, thank you very much, Mr. Cooney. You can take the rap for that.
I'm talking about England, and you live to be 120 now, do you, don't you? And Johnny would often fall asleep during other people's songs, but he'd wake up for the chorus because he knew that was the bit that he had to join in with.
And he always snored in key. He was a great professional.
Dying on the old
campground. It's amazing how people appreciate songs in different ways. For us, that's such a beautiful, evocative, pertinent song. And someone came up to us recently in the interval of a gig, and they came up to us and said, that song you sang, Tending Tonight, so I absolutely loved it. Oh, no, we know it too. So do you do any other songs like that? And I said, no, well, what kind of thing do you mean? Do you mean sort of slow, poignant songs about the war? She said, no, and do you do any songs where you sort of sing really low and get close to the microphone? I said, well, I think so. I said, well, why? She said, because every time you sing a low note, my chair vibrates and it feels bloody brilliant. So I hope you share that experience. Everybody appreciates the songs in a different way. That's why Johnny Collins kept being invited back here, I think.
Oh dear.
So did anybody in here have such an experience? Well, you did. You had a smile on your face, Johnny. Anyway.
Now you don't get that with the Belgians. Stay where you are, Johnny.
It means the Belgians on stage, not everybody in Belgium.
We're not going into Nigel Farage territory here, don't worry.
Almost an old country, anyway.
Well, there's a reason we only ever seem to do the festival once.
There's a reason why we have to do festivals abroad. We don't have us back home.
We've got loads of CDs in the tent and we can put signatures on them if anyone wants one.
Basically, we can't afford to take them all back on Air Transat.
Well, don't tell them that, because then people won't buy them now, hoping that by 3 o'clock in the morning we'll be that desperate that we'll just be giving them away. No, we're not.
We've been singing this one all week. If you know it, please join in. Even if you don't know it, just join in. You'll pick it up.
Don't worry. There's a Belgian group over there making a hell of a racket. No one's going to know it. Your secret's safe with us. All
right. Our final clip from Canada, which you should have done last week, but we forgot about it. And how could we forget about it? It was bloody brilliant, wasn't it? So now it's time to take care of our France-related clips. Before we get to our clips from France, here's a clip from a gig that we did in May, or I think it was somewhere. I've got all these clips just floating around on the computer, and I'm not very good at labelling where they're from. But I'm not sure where it's from. But basically, this will kind of give you an example of my French abilities. This is me practising my French before going to France.
It's French, and it's from Brittany, and it's the story of a... I'll translate it for you now, because there's not a cat and nails chance you're going to understand what we're singing, to be honest, even if you're fluent in French.
Or a chat dans elle, chance, as they say in French. See, I can do French. Chat en... well, chat dans, I don't know what hell is. Chat dans elle,
no, dans, chance is chance, chat is cat.
Dorms is in, dorm de chambre, il y a, in lit. That's my chat up line for any French women there. Two mirrors a bed. What more do you need when you go to France? Anyway.
Have we got any French speakers in tonight?
Yes.
Have we?
Yes.
Well, I must.
Where are the French speakers?
Where are the.
Where have we got?
Oh, Carlo.
Who have we got here?
I must be a person.
We?
To tell
yes,
you
that's right. I can verify. I can verify she definitely is French. That means yes, by the way. I understand.
We must tell you that the reason it doesn't sound right is because we learned it from a Dutch group at a festival in Germany.
Who were very drunk and had spent 10 years in Billingham, so... Here we go, then. See what you make of this.
You under pressure at all, lads.
No. OK, Mr. Gary, I'll count you in.
Best French accent.
Inside dry fear.
That's French,
you understand that?
Yeah. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Oui. Quatre, and you say quatre, I say quatre. Thank you,
You do realise you've just grogged over that bloke, don't you?
As it's the French beer, right?
Now that always finished in line with a bit of casual
music.
Welcome to the UK, Bella.
Right.
Here we go.
Pigarabalan, je veux n'en
rien, my friend. Good language.
Is French. Let's try that again. Pigalabalene, pigalab, oh, pigalabalene, pigalabalene, je vais naviguer, pigalabalene, joli baliné, pigalabalene, je veux
Je comprends, oui.
Je
to come wrong. Peut-être.
Could you make out?
Oops, did you have
to go? He's been away on tour for a long time. Without his girlfriend, just three men in a van obviously isn't good for him. Anyway.
Let's move on.
Yes. Boogie, I believe, to move. Anyway, what should we do now? Should we do one of our Swahili songs?
Tonight. So as you can hear, I think you'll agree that my French is très bien, which means very good. Just in case you don't speak French, just stick with me and I'll explain everything you need to know. So now, I mean, we're kind of building this up. We haven't actually had a clip from France yet. but we're going to be sued under the Trade Description Act if we're not careful. So let's head to France. Now, this is particularly surreal. So as I said before, it's like kind of we were in some sort of weird dream. Because I was feeling so tired and we were so jet-lagged, 30 hours without sleep, and then we start speaking in French. And then I decided it was a good idea to try and get people involved in one of our songs. If you've seen us performing around England, you might have heard us sing our song John Cherokee, the sea shanty John Cherokee. And we like to get the audience involved in just doing a little bit of whooping. And Michael does a little bit of a competition when he raises his left hand. One side of the room whoop, or the men whoop, and when he raises his right hand, the women whoop, and we have a little bit of a competition. And it's a simple concept, but it's a lot less simple, I think, a lot more complicated when you try and explain that in French.
What we're going to do is we're going to ask you to whoop, and we're asking you to go, ah! After three. After trois. We're going to go, ah! Boom, boom, ah! Oh, very good. Like a herd of Michael Jackson's. Absolutely brilliant. Very good. Not bad. Okay. Bit of a thriller. Okay. So then, we're going to...
Shall we do men versus women?
Let's do fil against garçon. So, after three, all le fil et madame go... Oh, un, deux, trois! Excellent, excellent. D'accord. Après toi, oh les garçons, oh monsieur. Boum, boum, quoi? Ok, d'accord, excellent. Ok, so, when Michael puts up his hand, his man, droit man, all feel on droit man. Ok,
ready to go. What's
this? When you put your right hand up, all the women. All feel, et madame, on right hand. Droit, man.
Go!
Un, deux, trois! Excellent! Et gauche, man. Et gauche, man. Le monsieur et garçon. Ok? Un, deux, trois! Ok, la compétition!
And away we went, and it worked quite well. So good was my French there, as I'm sure you'll agree, that an audience member decided that I should venture to the next level. Don't worry, I'm not talking about that. If you're thinking, Tim, we don't really want to know about that kind of thing. You know, keep that kind of thing separate from the podcast. Now I'm referring to challenging my French a little bit more by challenging me to do a French joke at our next gig. At the festival.
I'm ready for this French joke.
Okay. Une blonde entre dans la librairie pour acheter un livre.
So a blonde person
goes into a bookshop. To buy a book.
To buy a book, oh, funny enough, yeah.
La vendeuse, aussi une blonde.
So the librarian or the bookshop person.
The bookshop person, also a blonde. Dit, qu'est-ce que vous voulez? What do you want?
Says what you want, yeah, yeah.
Je veux acheter un livre, s'il vous plaît.
I would like something to read.
To buy a book.
To buy a book, yeah.
Okay. Ah oui. Quel auteur?
So, quel auteur?
Quel auteur?
What?
Ah, ouais, oh, attends, wait a moment. Quel auteur? Et le blonde dit... Oh, 20 centimètres.
I've lost it now. What does that mean?
Oui. Et le vendeur dit... Vincent qui? Okay. Okay, so the translation, yes, yeah, which isn't going to work in English, but still. She said, what author? But if you put an H, but it's with a dropped H, so she hears what height.
What height?
So she says 20 centimetres.
Ah, I see.
20 centimetres. And say Vincent qui? Vincent who?
Okay, okay. So my challenge... So, is to learn this,
yeah,
and deliver it on the stage tomorrow.
Yeah.
Demand. Okay. I'm going to try it. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Find out how I get on in the delivery of that joke a little bit later on this week's Young'uns podcast. Now, perhaps this following man who we're going to hear from had heard my French on stage and assumed, therefore, that my English was absolutely brilliant. And although Sean and Michael can't really speak much French, that I would be an able translator. I very much doubt that is the case, but for some strange reason, and it happens now and again, I don't quite understand the logic, but we say we can't speak French and we ask, parlez-vous anglais? Can you speak English? And some people will just refuse. I'm not saying every French person should be able to speak English. I'm just saying if we say parlez-vous anglais, clearly looking confused, as if we can't understand the French that someone is rattling off very fast, then at the very least, that person should try and communicate with signs, you know, pointing at things, or speak a bit slower so that the limited French that we have, we'll be able to understand. Not in this person's case. When we were driving onto the festival site, and we were meant to show them our parking permit. But unfortunately, our parking permit had fallen off the dashboard and it got wedged between the two seats and we couldn't get it out. But it was clearly visible, so we were pointing at the parking permit and saying, is that okay? And this person was obstinately saying something, but not in English, nor in slow French. Even when Sean then said, parlez-vous anglais, can you speak English? He said, no, not anglais, and just continued to speak faster and faster and faster and more words. Here's a clip, you can hear it here.
Parking permit was slipped down.
What?
The artist parking.
No,
but we need a... Good. Can we go?
Oui, merci.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Vous inquiétez pas, c'est bon, vous pouvez y aller.
Can
you just say what's going on? Right?
Good. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we. Yeah, merci, merci.
So, if you've seen us at festivals recently, and we've only been doing it for the last 2 weeks, we have been performing a song called I Went to Market, also known as the Cock Song. It's about purchasing various farmyard animals, and we thought it might be quite funny to attempt this song in French, or at least to do the French farmyard animals. So you're going to hear the song from Paimpol, Brittany in France, and then you're going to hear a little bit of a story about that song and about that performance, which will be taken from Shrewsbury Festival.
We're going to try something we've never tried before. This is called the Cock Song, or I Went to Market, Le Marché.
Okay.
But we need some animals. Add to an animal.
We need some animals. We'll start you off. We shall do it in English, but if I know the French for the animals, then I shall attempt to do that. And then you have to be at the animal noises. Okay?
So we're relying on the English people to have to do the animal noises.
Shall we have a practice?
We could always do like a charades thing where Sean and Michael could do the actions for the animal so that you'll know what animal it is to do. Excellent. Okay, so we'll do that.
Okay. Oh, went to market to buy a cock, and the cock did very well please me. Every time I fed me cock, I fed it all under the tree. And me cock went cock a cock a cock a cock a doodle doo. And after every farmer's cock did my cock roll. Well, I went to market to buy ouvrage, ouvrage did very well please me. Every time I fed me cow, and after every farmer's cocked in my cockerel,
I went to market to buy a pulley.
Pulley,
the
very well pleased me. Yeah.
And
me pulley, I bet it all under the tree. And me pulley went
to buy a pig? What's a pig? I went to market to buy uncos on the cost.
You very well please me. Every time I fed me cos you're my better man than me.
How many cos you went? Me,
Pooley went.
Come on, people, come on, that's right.
Me, Farge went boo.
Oh, he keeps.
Me, cock went cock a cock a cock a cock a doodle doo. After every farmer's got in my cock row.
Ah, went to market to buy a... A sheep.
What? Mouton.
An old sheep.
I went to market to buy a mouton. A mouton did very well please me.
Every time I fed me mouton, I fed it all under the tree. And me mouton went.
Me, pig, me, went. me, cross, cochon went. Thank you, me. Chicken went, me pulley went. Went. And me
cock went cock a cock a cock a cock a doodle doo. And after every farmer's cocked in my cock row.
Got only another 10 verses to go. Shall we make this the last one? No, let's make it the last two. Let's do another two. Here we go.
Went to market to buy a...
What shall we have?
A shat.
A shat, says someone. The toilet's over there, my friend. Joke number two, all right. Not bad, two jokes in 3 days, okay. Went to market to buy on shat and the shat did very well please me.
Every time I fed me shat, I fed it all under a tree.
And me shat went, excellent, me. What we on? Me. Sheep went, mouton. Me, cochon went. Me, bully went. Me, vage went.
Me cock went cock a cock a cock a cock a doodle doo. And after every farmer's cocked in my cockerel.
So, what do I know from it? There's a Greek song called Kokaraki, and apparently in Greek a cockerel goes Kokaraki. What does a cockerel do in French?
What?
Can we have an elected spokes cock, please? That's on our rider. Anyway, what is it?
A cockle.
Cocorico. It sounds like a football player. Cocorico. Cocorico. Okay. And me cock went cockery, cockery, oh goodness, what is it? My last verse. All fun.
Went to market to buy a...
Cheval! Shall we have a cheval?
Cheval!
And my cheval did very well please me.
Every time I fed me cheval, I fed it all under the tree.
And
me
cheval went...
Me!
What? Chat went. Me cochon went. Me poulet went.
Mouton?
Me mouton went. Me vage went. Cockerico, cockerico, me cockerico, me cockerico, 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 cockadoodle too.
And after every farmer's cocked in my
cockerico. I've got to tell you this story before we finish with this. This song we're going to do now, we went to France.
Well, no, you can't do it now because it won't make any sense to me. Tell the story now. You have to wait before you do that.
Do you know when you feel like you've got a conscience sat on your shoulder?
And these are all
no, I just think it wouldn't make sense, please.
So we're in France a couple of weeks ago.
It's not making any sense. This okay, I'm going to let you tell it, but I don't think it's going to work.
And the last song of the festival though, when we were there, we did this song. We're going to do. I went to market, the Walsall song. I went to market, and it's also called the Cock Song. And basically, it's like a memory thing. And people shout out animals, but David, because we were in France, David's very, very keen to obviously speak to French.
Obviously, speak to French, yeah. Speak to English would be a bit help, but. Speak to all French. I think speak to French. Anyway, come here.
What's this for you, Kim Allen?
We had a friend who was convinced that if you spoke with a shh sound in Dutch, even if you spoke in English, people wouldn't understand you more, and I think that is true. He's taking your piss shot. Anyway, so what do we supposed to say? So start again, I was enjoying it so much.
And we did, so we did this song, and basically obviously you remember all the animals as you go along, you're about to find a side, and the words are, I went to market to buy a cock, and the cock did very well please me. Every time I fed my cock, I fed it all under a tree, the cock went cock and cock and cock and cock a doodle do, and every time I fed my cock, it might not cook. And then you remember animals as you go along, but Dave wanted to do the animals as French, so we did cheval, the horse, great, went through pig and cow, whatever that is. And and we got to cat. And he went shat. So I went to market to buy a shat, and the shat was very pretty. And everybody in the audience was really laughing. And I was singing, and they didn't know what to do for the impression. So, but we continue nevertheless. We got to the end of the song, and it was only when we were just about to fly back from Paris, I got this message through on Facebook from this woman who said, just to tell you lads, I really enjoyed your concert, but cat is shat. When you say shat, it means vagina.
I fed her all under a tree.
So, yeah, so we didn't obviously know what to do with the impression, but what was great about it is he also
said, you know what to do with it. So we've changed the words, we're not doing cat anymore, it's vagina now, everybody.
If you just come in, don't worry.
But it was fun. We'd like to invite, to do the impression, we'd like to invite Sharon Shannon on the stage to do the part. Here you go.
It was brilliant at the end of this message. She said, can you readily get vagina at your markets? I said, well, obviously not being in our waste pest. The Wilsons have been buying it for years, haven't they?
Oh, it's a good job I've done this, honey. I do apologize.
But right now it's time. I think it's safe to say that I'm sort of conquering the English stand-up world. I've done 4 gigs, so I think I've done that now. I think I've done my time. So I thought a bit of a challenge. Let's move on to French comedy. So this is my attempt at retelling that joke that you heard me explain and that you heard me challenge to tell earlier. This is now the day after, and I'm on stage, and it's time to attempt some French stand-up comedy.
We have a bit of a treat for you. Someone came up to me yesterday and has set me a challenge to learn a French joke. Une blague, I believe. Une blague.
Listen carefully, he will say it only once.
We can do it. Do it now. Maintenant! Maintenant pour une blague!
Okay.
So, here we go. I'm afraid this is a little stereotypical, but bear in mind this is not my joke. Okay. Une blonde entre dans le librairie pour acheter le livre. Le vendeur, aussi une blonde, dit qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Je veux acheter le livre, s'il vous plaît. Le vendeur dit, ah oui, quelle hauteur. Le blond dit, 20 centimètres, s'il vous plaît, 20 centimètres. Et le vendeur dit, 20 centimètres, qui? Merci! So, did anyone complain? Comprendre? I think that's a yes, a resounding yes. Excellent. Okay. Next year, we have a word with the organisers of Pampol, and I shall just do stand-up comedy for an hour. Excellent.
Okay.
Holloway.
Merci. Un blonde entre dans le supermarché. Unfortunately, that's all I've got.
Right.
I think I'm going to give myself the Pierrier Award, ladies and gentlemen. For comedy there. I think I'm doing that's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That's because I think the award at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival is called the Perrier Award. So I said Pierrier Award to make it more French. Oh dear. And I just thought of that as well. That wasn't even on the script, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even have a script. It's all off the cuff. Off le cuff. Or is it la cuff? There was a problem. Apparently, the only problem with my French was the fact that I got masculine and feminine mixed up. Just the story of my life, but let's not talk about that. I've led to some very awkward nights. And the other thing, apparently, is it's Le Livre, not Le Libre, for a book. I was saying Libre rather than Livre, which apparently Libre is obviously, it's like liberty, it means free. So I was essentially saying, je veux acheter un libre, s'il vous plaît, apparently just means I'd like to buy for free, which is an oxymoron, and adds us. Maybe they thought I was doing surrealist comedy. Maybe they thought, this is brilliant, I'd like to buy for free. That's quite intellectual. What he's saying there is he's saying it's a sort of anti-capitalist stance he's taking here. This is quite unique. We weren't expecting this. We thought it was going to be a stereotypical blonde joke, and now he's making an anti-capitalist, anti-commercialisation sort of message. Very good. Political stand-up. He's like the Russell Brand of the French world. Very good. I did, however, make a sort of a political joke, or a little bit of a joke, which sort of didn't really work as expected. I was making a little joke about the whole our queen doing the Nazi salute thing. So to explain the joke, I thought I would say salute de Nazi. Because obviously, you know, it's like you would say that in French, you'd say salle de bain, room of the bath kind of thing, you know, bathroom, salle de bain. And you say that with all sorts of different things. It's something of something. It's just the way the French language is put together. So when I said salute de Nazi, I thought I was just being saying salute of the Nazi. I think it may just sort of come across as if I was just shouting salute the Nazi. Salute de Nazi. I mean, it sounds pretty much like salute the Nazi, really, doesn't it?
This is a song called John Ball. Sing John Ball, written by Sidney Carter, about a radical priest who led the peasants' revolt of 1381. Ah, let them eat cake. We see, our monarchs would never do anything as stupid as that. Oh no. That was a joke, by the way, in case you were thinking of
un blague.
Un blague. I refer you to La Salute de Nazi. Anyway. Okay, so
I think it was fine. I think some people might have understood it. Everyone else just thinks I'm a racist, but never mind. We'll be back with another Young'uns podcast in the next week or two. We've got so many clips to wade through. It's going to be good. More, we've got the birthday game returning. We've got, we might do Herbal Tea of the Week. Might bring that back for another week. And we shall say au revoir with Triodora from the album Parachute. This, people, a lot of people say the Young'uns podcast is, the trouble is, it's so good, but it's over in a heartbeat. Well, this time it definitely is over in a heartbeat, because this is Triodora with Heartbeat. Oh, how does the magic happen inside my brain? I've absolutely no idea. But people ask me, can you do some sort of course, David? You know, I just can't, because I don't know how it happens. But anyway, Triodora, Heartbeat. We'll see you very soon. I'm lowering my voice. My voice is getting lower. I'm trying to create an emotion. But if I don't stop talking, then my voice can't really get much lower. And now I'm just sounding like a pervert. And it's all backfired. Oh, sounds a bit horrible, doesn't it? A pervert who's backfired. Oh, I've got too excited. I've backfired. We don't want to know. Anyway, see you later. I've ruined it. I've ruined the emotion. Salute to Nazi. Goodbye.